Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Yesterday, we spoke about knowing God. How to know God. And we put this conversation into the context of God meeting Abram at the beginning of Genesis chapter 12. And we will come back to our text soon. Today, I would like to speak with you about how safe it is to walk with God. The emphasis in our time together will be on safety, and then most likely tomorrow we will talk about walking with God. Think with me, if you will, about the context in which we find Abram in Genesis. His context did not involve Yahweh. His context did involve several false gods. And in our introduction, we talked about those. These supposed deities were to be feared and appeased. That's the way it was with the gods and goddesses the ancient people worshipped. Appeasement was the key. The mindset in Abram's day was that the gods were against you. They were storming around the heavenlies, on the war path, bearing down on you as a simple man or woman. So many of them related to the weather, for example. And if your living as a mere mortal depends on the growth of crops, for instance, well then, the gods who controlled rain certainly had to be appeased. One would not want to tick off the one who can control whether or not you are a successful farmer. Or what about fertility? If you want to be fruitful in multiplying the number of children in your family, then you better get about the worship of the one who was thought to make you fertile. Now, this was the context in which Abram was living. But then, suddenly, out of the blue, completely off of what was normal, here appears the God. And Abram hears him say, "Go forth from your country, and from your relatives, and from your father's house, to the land which I will show you." Now, that is quite the statement coming from the God Abram had never met, never even heard of. No rumors about this one. Nothing. And then this, "Abram, go." The one man Abram picked by God is being asked to risk everything on this one command. And would you believe it? Would you have guessed this? Abram does it. Abram does leave his country. He does depart from his relatives. And he does set off from his father's house. And he does all of that based on a command from a God whom he has never even met before. And he does it within a context in which the gods must be feared. And if they ever encountered you, oh boy, you better be one scared, frightened, terrified mortal. But not so here. Instead, Abram determines that this God is safe. He is safe. When God asks Abram to go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house, what do you think Abram is being asked to give up? Answer, everything. Dr. Kinlaw puts it this way. God was asking Abram to give up his identity. Wow, it is true. Abram is commanded to switch identities. Whereas his identity had been in a country and in a family and in an earthly human father, a patriarch, now his identity is to be found solely in the Lord God. It should be noted, each of these three things are not, in and of themselves, sinful. It is good to have a country, relatives, and a father. And yet, even these need to be stripped away in order for Abram to find his full identity in God. Kinlaw again, quote, "The greatest enemies to God in our lives are the gifts and the goods he has given us. This is where the competition is. I will repeat that so you can capture it. It's very true. The greatest enemies to God in our lives are the gifts and the goods He has given us. There is where the competition is. What God is asking for is everything. It is true, isn't it, that in our own experience, what competes most with Almighty God for our attention are good things. Those of you who listen to me and come from families who were opposed to you becoming Christian, for you to belong to Christ and the church, well, you can relate to what God is commanding of Abram. My own grandfather was booted out of his family and forced to spend a period of his teenage and young adult years on the streets, and others with friends, because his dad threw him out of the house when he declared his faith in Christ. This took place in Northern Ireland. My grandfather, a very godly man and a real man of the Bible, knew what it was to leave his relatives and his father's house because of God's call on his life. The competition between going with God and staying behind without God was my great-grandparents. Despite all that he is to give up, despite losing his identity, Abram goes and sets off following Yahweh. He goes with the God of the universe, the Lord, the Almighty. And he must have done so because he discerned it was safe to do so. The message is this: God is safe. Abram experienced safety in God, and I am here to give testimony that so have I. What about you? Have you found God to be safe? Safety is actually really important. Feeling safe. There is a lot of anxiety, fear, and even terror in people in today's world. When we feel unsafe, it is a terrible way to live. And I have compassion for people who do not feel safe. Maybe it is something we're struggling with, such as mental illness. My most recent read was the compelling book, one of those that we never stop thinking about even after the last page is turned, Hidden Valley Road, by Robert Kolker. It is the true story of a family of 12 children, 6 of which suffered with schizophrenia. 6 sons, all laboring under this incurable disease. Safety was a paramount issue in their home, and these boys, along with their brothers and sisters, grew up and left the home. And when they did, the question was one of safety. How can those with schizophrenia feel safe? And how can those without schizophrenia, but around those with this mental disorder, feel safe? Perhaps you tune in today and you have schizophrenia, or some other form of mental illness, or you take care of someone who does, and you feel very unsafe. Let me say to you, lovingly and gently and sincerely, you can be safe with God. Or maybe you are someone living in a home that is unsafe. Is there domestic abuse in some form? You are on the receiving end of it, or someone down the hall is? Instead of your house or apartment being a refuge from the world, it has turned into something resembling more of a war zone. And with curtains closed and the doors locked, nobody on the outside even knows this is going on. At the end of the day, you would do practically anything not to have to go home. Well, let me say to you, lovingly and gently and sincerely, you can be safe with God. Let me be personal and vulnerable again with you today for a moment, if you do not mind. One of the prominent, if not the preeminent, struggles in my own life has been to accept that God is safe. I grew up in a home with a father who was unsafe, angry, temperamental, in a rage a lot of the time. And what I did, no doubt about it, is I transferred who my human father was onto my heavenly father. and I ended up with a God who was not safe. I imagined God to be one who was against me. I had to win his favor, tiptoeing around his moods, being cautious, careful, never wanting to set God off. I knew that, biblically, God can get angry, and already I had enough anger lurking around the corners of my house. I didn't need any more rage firing out of the gates of heaven. But in time, and really, I owe Abraham a lot for this, I learned that God is not at all like my earthly father. Through Abraham's relationship with God, I have learned that the Lord is safe. And I am safe when I am with him. Something else Dennis Kinlaw, author and professor of Old Testament, has written in response to God and Abraham struck me, quote, "I believe it is safe to trust God. I believe his will toward me is good, that his heart toward me is benevolent, and it is safe for me to stake everything on him." I want to give testimony to you today. God is safe. And for someone like me, and maybe for you, this is extraordinarily important to experience. I chose my words carefully and I said experience, not to know, because remember, as I said last time, Abraham teaches us to experience God. So that in due course, over time, in the span of many years, so not overnight, I experience that it is safe to walk with the living God. And I pray with all my heart, this has been, this is, or this will be your experience as well. You just put your hand into the hand of your Heavenly Father and walk together in safety. Tomorrow, Lord willing, we will find how safe it is to walk with God. Join us then, for God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.